Well, praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I trust you'll be encouraged by the Word of God tonight as we look at this title, I Said, You Are Gods. Let's begin with John 10, 31 to 39. John 10, 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. I trust we're going to pull this truth into our hearts tonight by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was quoting out of Psalm 82. Psalm 82, verses 1 to 8. The Bible says, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. God stands among the gods. He judges among the gods. The word for God there is the word Elohim. It's the general word for God. God judges among the Elohim. The first God, I'd put a capital E there. Elohim judges among the small e Elohim. Capital G God rules and judges among the small g gods. Men rule over men, but God rules over those men. Gods rule over men. There are people, there are magistrates, there are rulers, both in Israel, as he was speaking there, but also it goes beyond to the nations. Gods rule over men, but God rules over those gods. And the power that he gives them is not to be misused. And that's why God says in the second verse, How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable because of corrupt government. I said, You are gods. You magistrates, you rulers, you governors, I said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. God says, I vested you with authority, not only the leaders of the nations, but the leaders of Israel and the gods among them. God says, I have vested you with honor and given you authority. I've given you power. But that power is responsible to me. God knows there must be some government among men. God sets government among men. He even calls these corrupt leaders, he says that they are children of the Most High. Now, obviously not morally or spiritually, because they had fallen away from the laws of the Lord, but he said in your official capacity, You are still children of the Most High because I set the governments in the earth. And God says, though the officers are wicked and do not perform their tasks appropriately and justly, yet I honor the office. The Spirit says, I honor the office. But he said, in the end, you will all die like men. Death is the great leveler of all things and all people. And then the psalmist puts out this cry, arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Lord, you're the true God. You're the judge over all. Arise, O Lord, free this earth from injustice and corruption and violence and wickedness and bribery and all the deceit that goes on among men. Lord, govern the world. Lord, come and manage the mismanagement that's here. Now I want to go back to Psalm 82 and verse 6 and pull it up separately because we're moving on in the message now. Psalm 82, 6, I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. This is an astounding verse, but it's abundantly clear that all who are children of the Most High, how many children of the Most High do we have here tonight? All that are children of the Most High, the Bible says, are gods. Small e, Elohim, rulers, magistrates, judges, all who walk with God. John 10, 34 to 36, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and then he mentions, do you say I'm blaspheming because I am called myself the Son of God? You know I run two risks in this message tonight. I'm well aware. One is that when you say I am God's, there is the possibility that some believers get an exaggerated opinion of themselves. And they veer off onto some kind of strange God doctrine of the saints. And they put themselves in a place where they feel they have power to enact this and that and just walk around in the world in their own authority and power because that is the way they feel. God has gone back to heaven. Jesus ascended to the throne. He sent the Holy Spirit. But some Christians feel that now it's all up to me. Everything that goes on now is up to me. If I declare it, if I do it, if I decree it. That is a falsehood. Our power lies in the power of a surrendered life. Our power is in our surrender to Jesus Christ and in the ongoing power of the Word of God, a continuing Word through us. We are laborers together with God, the Lord working with them. So we're not going to get prideful. We reject pride and arrogancy. We know that we live in the power of a surrendered life. And as the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. It's in the active tense, continuous, every word that is proceeding from the mouth of God. So we know that if we're going to work out this, I am God's message, we have to have a surrendered life and we have to have the word of God continually flowing out of our lives. The second risk that I run of sorts is that some will recoil from this message altogether. How can you say we're gods? Well, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and so there can be rejection of this, and you can push this the other way too far. But Jesus said, don't argue, you can't argue with the scriptures. He was quoting the scriptures. Who said you are gods? Well, God did. So I don't mind agreeing with the word of God. If God calls me a small e Elohim, then I'll accept it. To those who the word of God came. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're here. And this message is coming from the Word of God. I said, you are gods. You know what Jesus was implying to those religious leaders who were condemning him, saying, you speak blasphemy? He said, if God called men gods because of the rulership and the Word of God that was in them so they could reign and rule in life, if God called men gods, how much more should the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be called God himself, the Son of God? If God calls flawed men gods, how much more the perfect, spotless Son of God should be called God himself? And that was the import of Jesus' words at that time. Now, I have a personal testimony tonight. I don't like to refer to myself too often, but it's the only testimony I have tonight. Well, this last Monday, and this word really has come out of this, this last Monday I undertook some fairly rigorous physical activity on. You know, it's been a long break over the winter months, and, you know, this activity, and I woke up the next morning, and I wasn't doing very well, and I realized I have to do this activity again today. And it's going to be grueling. And my muscles ached, and my knees ached, and my bones ached, and my ligaments ached, and my sinews ached. It's just, you know, everything hurt. I said to myself, how am I going to manage today? Lord, you've got to help me today. And so I went on my way and calling on the Lord. And all of a sudden, I heard the word of the Lord in my spirit. This word came up in my spirit. I said, you are God's. Now, I haven't preached on you are God's message for over 10 years. I don't even think about this scripture very often. But as I was going on my way with aches and pains and soreness, I said, you are God's. And I began to quote that word. And the illumination of the Lord was there. Now you say, well, Pastor, that's kind of frivolous, you know, some joint pain and soreness in your muscles and this kind of thing. You're not dealing with some terrible disease or sickness. No, but when you have joint pain, it can be a very difficult thing. And those who have had knee pain or back pain or shoulder or neck pain know what I'm talking about. Every move you make hurts. Well, I went on my way. I said, you are God's. I could feel the Holy Spirit speaking to me. The illumination was there. What do gods do? What do judges do? I said, judges make rulings. Judges make judgment calls. They make decisions. Judges gather in the evidence from the left and from the right, from the prosecution and from the defense, from the accuser and from the advocate. You gather in the evidence. And on one hand, it's a negative report. How you're feeling, your struggles, the giants, the walled cities, as we heard this morning, the enemies that have never been brought down by anybody. So who do you think you are that you're going to bring them down? The things that are burdening you, the things that are weighing you down, all the evidence is coming in from that side. Your aches and pains, your struggles, your difficulties, your circumstances, it's all there. And then you turn to Isaiah 53, verse 1, and read, who has believed our report, God says, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has believed our report? God has a report. So you begin to take in his promises and what he says and what he is to his people and how he wants to bless and help us and comfort us and counsel us and lead us. And so that day I made my way. I said, you are gods. I said, you are gods. It was such a quiet, still voice. But I made my way, and the Lord was helping me and comforting me by the Holy Spirit, and I started making some rulings, pain come out of my body, discomfort. Holy Spirit, come on this discomfort and help me. We're not immune. We are not exempt from all the difficulties and infirmities of life. We live in a human body. We live in this physical world. Even Jesus had to learn obedience by the things he suffered. Hebrews 5:8 in the Amplified, Jesus learned active, special obedience through what he suffered. So we do have sufferings. We do have circumstances and trials. We do have things in our body. We do face things, pains and different things. Jesus learned active obedience through what he suffered. There is a passive obedience. You know, I don't mind the passive obedience. I'm obedient to the Lord, but I'm not dealing with any circumstances or any pressure right now. Wow, passive obedience is nice. Not rebellious, I'm just loving the Lord, want to follow the Lord. But then, when something comes, some difficulty comes, all of a sudden, we have to have some active obedience. And Jesus learned active obedience. The trial came, the difficulty, the circumstance. He learned active obedience by the things he suffered. The good word, God's word translation says, he learned to be obedient through his sufferings. Learn to be obedient through his sufferings. Phillips, he had to prove the meaning of obedience through all that he suffered. He had to prove the meaning of obedience through all he suffered. So we're dealing with things in this life. But we know that the word of God has come to us. I said you are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, now by the power of the Lord, by our obedience, by our walk in relation to the Lord, we can start making some rulings. And so we do. We start making some judgment calls that affect our life. And I want to encourage you tonight, make a ruling. Get thee behind me, Satan. Make a ruling. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Make a ruling. I will trust and not be afraid. Make a ruling. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches through Christ in glory. Make a ruling. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's begin to call on God. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so we begin to rule and reign in life, and we begin to take our place. I said, you are gods. We don't have to take everything as it comes and let it beat us down and defeat us. We take up the weapons of God. We take up the word of God, and we begin to go against those things and say, Lord, help me. Well, you know, I was completely surprised how the Lord helped me that day. But I repeated, I said, you are gods, dozens of times. Every time I felt pain, discomfort, I said, you are gods. Lord, I make a ruling. Pain, discomfort, go out of my body. Help me, Lord. And you know, I made my way very well that day. And I was really surprised the next morning when I woke up and I was entirely pain-free. And I went on my way and I praised the Lord and thanked God. Now that is, you know, that's maybe a little miracle, but miraculously or marvelously, I'll take it any way I can get it. But I felt the Lord say to me, I want to take the pain out of the body of my people. I want to take the pains and aches out of the bodies of my people and give them rest and care for them in that way. Spirit, soul, and body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to help us and guide us and minister to us and strengthen us. And so we call on the comfort of the Holy Spirit and we start to make some rulings, even in the natural area, in the physical area. And we begin to agree with God because the word of God has come to us, the Bible says. I said you are gods to whom the word of God came. We have the word of God and the scripture cannot be broken. God will help us. God will minister to us. And so we labor together with God in the authority and the direction of his Spirit on our lives. You know, I know there are trials of faith. And some people at the end of their days, in their latter years, experience great trials of faith in their physical body. But there are many, many, many saints who have lived without sickness and disease right up to the end of their day, sustained by the power and the word of God. And then they just fell asleep and woke up in heaven. The Lord is able. The Lord is able. I said, you are gods. I think we should not be so quick to run to the medicine cabinet. And maybe a little quicker to say, I'm going to head on down to the library. The divine library, as Jerome called it. And I'm going to pull on the promises of God. And I'm going to humbly and sincerely call out on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me today. Every step I take, everything I face. If there's pain in my body, Lord, you will help me. Bones live in the name of Jesus. Sinews come alive. I think of Ezekiel 37. The bones were scattered and dry. And the word of the Lord, Ezekiel was told, prophesy unto the bones. Prophesy the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came on those bones. But it wasn't just the bones. When that word of the Lord came, the sinews, the ligaments, the muscles, the flesh, the skin came as well. And they stood up an exceeding great army. I believe God wants us healthy and whole. I believe the Lord wants to help us in this area of human infirmity because we all face it, but He is our helper. I said, you are God's. Let's start making some rulings with the Lord. Well, let's have the worship team come. I want to close out with some scriptures tonight. If you have pain in your body, joints and aches and arthritis and whatever else they diagnosed, and neck pain and different things, ask the Holy Spirit to put these scriptures down inside you tonight and begin to walk with God. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Jabez called out to the God of Israel, if only you would bless me, extend my border, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will not experience pain. And God granted his request. That I will not experience pain. God granted his request. Names of God Bible. Jabez prayed to the Elohim of Israel, please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil, so that I will not be in pain. So that I will not be in pain. Elohim gave him what he prayed for. Isaiah 53, who has believed our report, God says. All kinds of reports coming into my people. All kinds of diagnoses and information. People at work tell you how to run your life and your physical being, what you need, what you should do. God says, who has believed our report? Here's God's report. Jesus was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. New Testament companion passage, Matthew 8:16-17. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. But not only our diseases, our weaknesses in body, our infirmities in body, the things we suffer in our mortal body that are not sicknesses and diseases, but can be tears and pains and ligaments and knee problems and back problems. The Bible says he himself took our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. And so we say, Lord, we believe your report. We make a ruling, Lord. The evidence is in. We make a ruling. The comfort of the Holy Spirit be upon me. Pain, come out of my body. Discomfort, leave me. Holy Spirit, watch over me, guide me, and we will be amazed how the Lord guides us and helps us through. Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. 2 Corinthians 4:10 to 11, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that is, living the crucified life, the surrendered life, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. It's a warfare we're in, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. The life of Jesus manifested in our mortal flesh. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Christ magnified in our body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, how beautiful is this? Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is interested in our body, our soul, our spirit. He's interested in our body to help us, infirmities and weaknesses and even diseases and sicknesses. I said, you are God's. Let's start making some rulings. Look at the evidence on the right and left. Look what the prosecutor and the defense says. We've all got an accuser. Wow, he works hard on us sometimes, doesn't he? And even our own flesh will rise up against us. But we've got an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. And we say, Lord, you help me now. You guide me through this difficulty. You take me out of this circumstance. You strengthen my body for the task is at hand. And lead me by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. I believe the Lord wants the pain to come out of the bodies of his saints, of his people. So let's take this word into our spirit tonight and begin to confess the word of God and begin to call on the Lord right now. If you're suffering in your body in any way, take these words of the Lord into you tonight. Say, Lord, I'm going to begin to walk with that understanding and a new fresh spirit of faith in me, because you said I am an Elohim. I'm a magistrate. I'm a judge, Lord. And your word has come to me and your promise lives in me. So let's surrender our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. If anyone would like prayer, please slip down to the front. Well, let's submit our bodies to the Lord right now.